Hi, everybody. Welcome back. This is Dr. Hunt again, and we're in phase three of how to develop a ministry board. I hope that you got a lot out of the previous sessions. We talked about, we gave an introduction, and we talked about phase one, the creation, phase two, the launch, and now we're in to phase three. Phase three. I know you're excited about it. I know you've been building your ministry. I know there's some of you who are already in the process. You have a ministry that's already going on. You have a board. And this might be a way for you to look and see how can you make some improvements. What steps did you miss? So I'm excited for you. And let's just get started with phase three of board development. Phase three of board development. Board development phase three. Board development phase three is called refinement. Refinement. I like that term, refinement. That means that you're working out the kinks. That means that you're straightening out some things. You've addressed some issues. And this is really a critical period because it is the period after the startup, and now you're operating. And you have a chance to see how things are working. You have a chance to see if your board is serving its purpose, if your programs are meeting the needs of people. And it's a time to just stop and reflect. Or as it says in the Bible, be still and know that I'm Lord. Sometimes it's just time to take a Selah phase or pause and see how things are going. So in this phase, what you do is you review the board structure and make sure that, you know, that your alignment, that your number of people, how you're doing things, that it facilitates, it helps, it expedites the success of the organization and what you're trying to achieve. So it's a time, you know, you may see that, okay, now we have too many people. Maybe we need to just revamp what we're doing. And it's also a time when you can clarify what the roles are and how you're going to communicate between the board and the staff, particularly the board chair and the CEO. So it's a time to clarify the roles and how we're going to move forward. You've seen some things since the startup, since the creation and the launch, and now it's time to fix some things or to fine-tune a few things. And what you need to also do during this time, if you have a ministry board that is gone forth and you're looking at this thing, you need to look at development, not just for the staff, but also particularly for the board. Because the board needs to understand what it means to have governance. And so that requires training, just as the staff requires training. You want to make sure they have some leadership development, that they have an orientation plan. As they come on board, you might have a small board, and if you have a board that it consists of, you know, the chairman, the secretary, and the treasurer, and then three or four trustees, then you want to make sure as each one of them comes on board, there's an orientation where they learn what it is that you're trying to do. They learn what the policies are. They learn what the handbook is for how you operate. And so that's a time for orientation. So again, you have leadership development along with orientation. So that's a winning combination. That's a winning formula. And then you also revisit the mission, the purpose, and the organizational values to assure that you're aligned with your goal. So this is a time to look back and say, you know, are we really doing what we said we're going to do? Or are we experiencing mission creep? Mission creep is when you start moving into other areas that don't have anything to do with what your original vision was for this particular ministry. So it's a time to examine to see if you're doing things the right way, if you're staying in your area, staying in the focus of what you originally envisioned for your organization. And then, conversely, if it's not, you're not in the right place, then maybe you need to revamp your vision and your mission and your goals. And lastly, you need to look at your strategic plan. And when you do your strategic plan, you're talking about looking at the strengths and the weaknesses and all those things. Once you've been out there for a while, you can look and see there might be some new doors opening. There might be some more opportunities. You went one way, and your vision was very focused, but in the midst of serving the community, in the midst of accomplishing that ministry, you learned that there were some other opportunities, and maybe you need to widen your focus. Maybe you need to hire some more folks. Maybe you need to switch up or broaden your vision for this particular ministry. And so this is a time when some new opportunities might exist, but also may be a time when you might see that maybe you need to do something differently. So that's board development phase 3, refinement. And if you're looking at this from a board perspective, these are the things you need to have in, not just in your rearview mirror, but you need to look ahead and see where you're going. So pursuing new opportunities, I really like that. So it's a time to just do an examination and see where you are. That's refinement. Fix some things, fine-tune some things. So that's board development phase 3, refinement. I hope you got something out of this. Thank you for joining me. Make sure that you tune in for the next phase 4. God bless you. Until we meet again.